Wednesday the 6th of August. Hey, Menachem Ov, Rabbi David Salzbacher, learning Torah on Tisha B'Av.
Good morning. A couple of weeks ago, a Talmud of mine in school asked me the following Shaila to do with Tisha B'Av, and I think it's not only for a schoolboy, but all of us could ask this Shaila. It's Tisha B'Av afternoon, hot, we're tired. I have an opportunity of doing two things. Either I could take a Gemara and learn the Gemara in Gittin about the Churban, or I could go, as very common now, to go and listen to a story of somebody, a survivor, the Holocaust, Kodoma, which I could be inspired. I might be more inspired than the actual learning. I'm tired to learn. On the other hand, it's a Gemara, it's Talmud Torah. So, which is more important? What should I do? Should I learn the Gemara? Difficult? Some try hard on the Gemara? Or should I go and listen to a talk? I could be inspired in that way. So first I told him, I'm not going to pass them such a Shaila. You go and ask your Rav. And what he told me then upset me, but unfortunately didn't shock me. From my experience in teaching, the boy said to me, but I don't have a Rav to ask. So I said, what do you mean? I mean, where do you daven? Which shul do you daven in? Sometimes you daven here, sometimes you daven there. We don't have a proper Rav. That's something which is agav, it's a bit of a hobby horse of mine. Children have to know which the kehillah they belong to, who their Rav is, who did their father ask the shaylas to. There's got to be a backbone in the family, and it's a very, very important point for chinuch. I still wasn't going to pass them to him the shayla, but I looked into the Indian to understand exactly what is the mitzvah hayoyim on Tisha B'Av, and to try and clarify this question. It seems that this in fact is a machlekes achronim. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tovkuf Nun Dalet, where it talks about what's forbidden on Tisha B'Av, it says Tisha B'Av osur berachitza, sicha, nilas sandal, tash v'shamita, and then the osur likrois the Torah nevi'im uksuvim. You're not allowed to learn Tanakh, the lishma is the Mishnah, learn Mishnayis, Medrash the Gemara, the halachas or the agadis. Basically, all Talmud Torah you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Mishum shenema pikudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei lev. Torah is mesameach. Torah gives pleasure, happiness, and that's also on Tisha B'Av. Interesting. We already hold that you're not allowed to learn from Erev Tisha B'Av. I know it's a big question this year when Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat. I'm not going into that. But why is the Issa already started Erev Tisha B'Av about learning Torah? So the Chacham Sofer should have right, because when a person learns, hopefully, he doesn't just learn and forget what he's learned, it has an effect on him for a good few hours. So if he's learned on Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, so the Simcha which that Torah has given him goes through right into Tisha B'Av. The Shaila we need to ask here, this halacha about learning Torah Tisha B'Av, is there an issa of Talmud Torah? You're not allowed to learn Torah because it's Mesameach. Because the Shulchan Aruch continues, based on the Gemara, that there are some areas of Torah where you're allowed to learn. Koiruhu be'iyoiv, you're allowed to learn iyoiv. Udvorim haroim should be Yirmiyah, the sad events of Yirmiyah. And the Poskim bring other areas where you're allowed to learn, as we mentioned, the Gemara in Gittin. So the Shaila is, it is also to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, however, you are allowed to learn those few areas which anyway are not happy. You're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av because Torah is Mesameach, it gives happiness. But those areas of Torah which are going to make you sad, that you're allowed to learn. Is that how you understand it? Or no? It could be you're chayav to learn on Tisha B'Av like any other day of the year. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah chayav on every day of the year. It's just that on Tisha B'Av you're limited to what you're able to learn. You cannot learn those areas which are mesameach. But the chiyuv of Talmud Torah still remains. This, l'chaira, would be dependent on what we're asking. If we say there's an issur of Talmud Torah, it's just that it's mutter to learn those areas which are sad, therefore it's nothing to do with Talmud Torah as such. You have to make sure you're sad on Tisha B'Av. So whether you're learning those sad areas or anything else which makes you sad, maybe that's okay. Or no, there's still a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah comes before anything else. It's just you've got to make sure that the areas which you learn are those areas which actually cause tzar. This is a machlekes achreidim. The Kaf HaChaim brings the shame, the Mate Yehuda, that the mitzvah of v'hogisa bo yoimam v'layla, the general mitzvah and the continual mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is not said on Tisha B'Av. And that which the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Gemara, of those areas where you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, that's only a heter, that you're allowed to learn those things. They don't come under the usual issa of learning Torah Tisha B'Av, but otherwise there's an issa of learning Torah Tisha B'Av because it's mesameach. The Stechemet, he brings this opinion in his Sefer, and he adds a bit of a hezber from the Shulchan Gevoya. He says, even though the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a Doraisa, and you require to learn Torah every day, and Avelus on Tisha B'Av is only a Derabbanon, nevertheless, since we make Bracha, we say Kriya Shema, we say Parshas of Korbanos, so you're yoytzer the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that way, so that we're given a small pocket just to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but apart from that, it's otter to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. The reason being, the mitzvah hayoyim on Tisha B'Av is to be an ovel. That is the mitzvah on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, Torah is otter, and there are certain areas which also give you sadness, therefore it's mutter to learn those areas, but not that you're chayav to learn, says the Kaf HaChaim. If you don't want to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, it's quite within your Adrabah, you shouldn't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, and if you don't want to learn any of those sugyas, you don't have to learn those sugyas. It's only a hes if you want to. However, the Sechemet himself argues and says Talmud Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, as we mentioned, and you cannot have the din avelus midrabanon pushing away the mitzvah Talmud Torah midoraisa. I saw also quoted from the Sefer Minhoge Chabad, where they write even a stronger loshon. It says there that afilu b'tisha b'av chayovim lilmei Torah b'chol rega v'rega. You're chayav to learn Torah like every other day of the year b'chol rega v'rega. Elo, only that the limud to b'chelke ha-Torah, the limud which you're allowed to learn are only those areas of the Torah which fit hamatimim liyoyim zeh. And he compares this to Hilchus Chag B'Chag. Just like on Sukkot and on Pesach, there's a halacha to learn the areas of the Torah which are to do with Sukkot and Pesach, and with other Yom Tovim. Similarly on Tisha B'Av, the mitzvah Talmud Torah of today is to learn those areas which are sad. So it's actually part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, and that can't go away. The Mishnah Brura brings from the Levush that on those areas where you are allowed to learn, the Gemara and Gittin, the Midrashim and Eicha, one of the things he mentions there is the Sefer Yosifun. Now the Sefer Yosifun Josephus is not a Chelek of Torah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura brings, as part of the list which you're allowed to learn, is Yosifun, which seems to indicate that the Pashtus is that there's an Issa of Talmud Torah. Because if there'd be a chi of Talmud Torah the whole time, how could you learn Yosifus? That's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's mashma from here that there's an issa of Talmud Torah. It's just that you're allowed to learn those areas of Torah which bring avelus, and therefore you're also allowed to read Yosifus, because that also brings avelus. I saw on a sefer, which I've quoted other times I've spoken here, of Yosef Eimetz, the Kadman from Frankfurt, and he writes that on Tisha B'Av the Welt makes a mistake, and we see it. After Chatzos Hayom, we know you no longer need to sit on the floor. You're allowed to sit on an ordinary chair. So people mistakenly think that the Avelus has now is much easier than Avelus. So this is not true. Apart from this halacha of sitting on the floor, now we'll ask it on the chair, all other halachas of Avelus remain the same. And he says like this, people who use Tisha B'Av afternoon to go on outings or to stand, muck around, not do anything, they, Chas V'Shalom, will not be Zeicha to the Nechama. A person is Mechuyev the whole day to sit, to think about Yerushalayim, to say Kinnas, or to learn those areas of Yirmiyah, and he mustn't take the Ovel out of his mind. His whole day must be to do with Avelus. And if somebody spends the whole day thinking about Sreifas Beis HaLekeinu, about the Beis HaChurban Beis HaMikdash, he will be Zeicha to Nechama, and he finishes up. And that's how I've done for over many years. I've spent the whole day sitting down thinking about Avelus. We see clearly from here, those people might think, oh, Baruch Hashem, there's an Issa Talmud Torah of Tisha B'Av, I don't need to learn, I'm a free man today. No, the Mitzvah Hayom on Tisha B'Av is to be an Ovel. The whole day we're supposed to be thinking about the Churban. So even if we learn there's an Issa Talmud Torah, of course that doesn't mean that we can do what we like. Adarabah, our minds must be occupied on Avelus. Now, till now we will be speaking that the Avelus is to do with the Churban Beit HaMikdash. So far, we've seen a machlokes whether there is a Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and therefore it would definitely be better to learn Gemara, because that is the Mitzvah Hayom, Talmud Torah like any other day of the year. On the other hand, the other opinion, no. There's no Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and there's a Mitzvah to be an Ovel, and therefore I could do any type of thing which brings me Avelus. The question now is, does that Avelus extend also to other areas of calamities of Tzoros to Kal Yisrael, or is it specific to the Churban Beis HaMikdash? To understand this clearly, we have to look in the Sugya in Tanis. The Gemara brings in, that Lamed, two members of what's forbidden on Tisha B'Av. And to Machlekes, according to the Gersa of the Rif, between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir says, apart from those areas of Torah which we've mentioned, which you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, there's another thing you're allowed to learn. Something which you haven't seen before, difficult Mishnayos. To open up Shvera Mishnayos in Canaan, whatever, which is very difficult for you to understand, that area of Torah is mutter for you to learn on Tisha B'Av. Another thing, Remeir says, that children, Tanoika Shabbat Rabbon, ain't Batalim. They don't stop learning Torah. They carry on learning. So two things Remeir says. A, you're allowed to learn those areas of Torah which you haven't seen before, which are very difficult. And also children, Tanoika Shabbat Rabbon, are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda, and we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, argues on both those points. Rabbi Yehuda says, even those areas of Torah which you haven't seen before, is offered to learn, and children also are not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And as we said, in Shulchan Aruch, it paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that even Mishnayos or difficult pieces that you haven't seen before is offered to learn, and children also don't learn on Tisha B'Av. In this, I'm going to speak more about that later. Now, what's the reason for a mayor that you're allowed to learn those areas which you haven't seen before, which are difficult? So Rashi says, to kivin de lo yoda, since you don't understand those pieces, is late tsara. He's got tsara, he doesn't understand it. And therefore, since on Tisha B'Av we're mechuyev to be the tsar, you're allowed to learn those areas which will give you tsar. So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch asks, this svara of Remeir seems a very strong svara. So why in fact does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's also to learn those areas, even if you haven't seen the Chayyah, you're going to get sad from it? So why is it also? Sorry? So the Taz answers that at the end, Enoch Hanama, why he's learning it, he's got sad. But Adarabah, because he's got sad when he's trying to understand it, later when he's Baruch Hashem work it out, he'll get tremendous simcha of it. That's how the Taz explained it. Very good. However, the Orach HaShulchan, he asks on this svara. He says that svara makes sense with those areas of Torah which he hasn't seen before. But what is the svara when it comes to children? Why does Rameya say that children do carry on learning? They're not mevatel. And the pashtus is because children, and we're going to speak about this more, don't naturally have simcha when they learn Torah. If so, what's the reason here why Rabbi Yehuda says even children are not allowed to learn Torah? The Chayyah, they don't get the simcha. So the Taz Emes answers that the children, the only issa for children learning the Tishbon is not the children. They don't get a simcha from learning Torah. It's the Rebbe who's teaching them Torah. It's a very interesting story of the Taz, which we'll come to later, get it. So the Orach HaShulchan and the Sfas Emes give a very similar teret. Explains like this. When a person learns Torah in an area which he hasn't seen before, so outwardly, chitzonis, he's got tzar from that. However, the neshama pnimi is having tremendous simcha because he's learning Torah. And there's always both of those things. It's difficult, but even when it's difficult, the neshama is enjoying it. There's a simcha pnimi. So the Orach HaShulchan says that's the machlekes Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda. Remeya holds a new thing which you haven't seen before, and it's difficult. And children, since there is a tzar when you learn those Gemaras, children don't enjoy learning it. And this piece of Gemara or Mishnah which you haven't seen before is difficult. Since at the moment you've got tzar, it's a external tzar. Therefore, you're allowed to learn it on Tisha B'Av. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. The tzar is nothing compared to the simcha pnimi. The internal simcha that a person has overrides the external tzar, and therefore avada is also to learn that on Tisha B'Av. Novos, according to that, so you also shouldn't be allowed to learn those areas of Torah which are dvarim aroid, because the neshama will get simcha from learning, even if you learn the Gemara about the Churban. So Orach HaShulchan has to say here that one has to suggest that the neshama gets tzar when you learn those areas of Torah which are talking about sad events. And that's a bit of a difficult chiddush to say. If you're learning Torah and the neshama is getting pleasure from that, it's a bit difficult to say that just because you're learning an area of Torah which is sad, the neshama is not going to get a simcha from that. But that's what he says. However, perhaps we could suggest another way of explaining the machlekes Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda. In the Sefer Seder Hayom, the Rishon from the time of the Bais Yosef, he says, he adds a bit to what we've been saying till now. He says that on Tisha B'Av, apart from thinking of being misabel on the Churban, we also need to be misabel on all sorrows and gzeiros which have happened to Klal Yisrael, all those things which break on the Shabbat the Lev of Klal Yisrael, in such a way that we are not masiach das from Avelis. On Tisha B'Av we mustn't be masiach das from Avelis. And then he adds, and even for Talmud Torah we're not allowed to be masiach das from Avelis. And that's a key line. Even for Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah cannot be the vehicle that we're going to take our minds off Avelis. It comes out from here a big chiddush, that apart from when one learns Torah or Tisha B'Av, one gets the simcha from learning Torah, there's an added dimension. The learning of the Torah takes our mind away from Avelis. Where be a nafkemina? If you're learning Torah, which is not giving you simcha, but it is diverting your mind away from sad events, that l'chayah we could suggest is the machlekes Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda. Remeya holds the issa of Talmud Torah is only because it's mesameach. It gives simcha. Therefore, if it's an area of Torah which is not giving you simcha, because you haven't seen it before, the Dovah Chodosh, you're allowed to learn it. Children who don't get simcha when they learn Torah, they're also allowed to learn. Rabbi Yehuda learns differently. Apart from the fact that Torah is mesameach, learning Torah diverts your attention from tzar. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah hayoyim is to be misabel and not to divert your mind. If so, if you're learning Mishnah's Kalim, true, you're not getting simcha, you're not enjoying it because it's too difficult, But it's taking your mind away from the chuz. It's taking away your mind from other sad events. And therefore, the same thing with children. Even children, Tanoika Shabbos Rabbon, we also believe that they have an Indian of Tzar of the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, they might not get the Simcha when they learn Torah. Nevertheless, it's still also for them to learn Torah, because it's going to be Masiyat Das from Avelis. It comes out from this, that the issue of learning Torah for children is not like the Talmud was learning, because the Melamed is not allowed to teach them. The reason why children are allowed to learn Torah is because children themselves have to think about the Churban. They have to think of sad events. If you learn Torah with them, they're not going to be thinking of the Churban. Let's go back now to our Shaila. It comes out from what we've said here from the Seder Hayoyim, that on Tisha B'Av, the Mitzvah Hayoyim is not just to think about the Churban, but to think about all sorrows which has come. Therefore, listening to somebody who is a survivor of the Holocaust or Kedoma, it's not just that is, oh, you can also do that on Tisha B'Av. That's part of Mitzvah Fayyim on Tisha B'Av, to misabel on all sorrows which have happened to Klal Yisrael. That's not Hesach Hadas, that is part of the Mitzvah Fayyim. However, if you learn that there's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah still on Tisha B'Av, like the other side we were learning, maybe it's still better to learn the Gemara, I'm not tashkening. Agav, it's Yudua, that in our kinnas, the printed kinnas, in the more modern ones, they've added in two kinnas. One from Reb Shimon Shvab, the Chassadik Avrocha, and one from the Bob of Ereva, the Chassadik Avrocha. In 1984, this is quoted in the article, in 1984, the Bob of Ereva had been asked many years already by his Chassidim, the older ones, that they want to have some kinna about the Holocaust. And he always felt that the kinnas, which we say, are from the Rishonim, from the Kadmonim, written Ruach HaKodesh, Abeleza, HaKali, etc. He felt he couldn't do it. Then in 1984, he was reading the Sefer we quoted earlier, the Seder Hayoyim. And he saw in the Seder Hayoyim, he adds, that it's better if you can make your own kinnas, to try and formulate your own words. So when he saw that, he realized the time has come, I have to make my own kinnah. The truth is, if I've understood the Seder Hayoyim right, that piece which the Bob Rebbe was quoting, or at least that's how it's quoted, Bob Rebbe was saying, was talking about making your own kinnahs about the Churban. But later on, page later in the Seder Hayoyim, he says this idea that not only on Tisha B'Av are we supposed to be misabel on the Churban, we're also supposed to be misabel on all sorrows that happened to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, you put the two things together to make your own kinnahs to talk about the Churban. That's definitely part of Mitzvah Hayom. And we know in our kinnas, we also say not only about the Churban, we also talk about the Crusades, the Magenta, we also talk about the burning of the Sefer Torah in Paris. So it is, and the pshat behind that is that they're all a tosah of the Churban. There's another machlekes haposkim about what children are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. As we mentioned, Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that children, paskens the Shulchan Aruch, the Tinoikei Shabbos Rabban Batalin Boy, that children also don't learn Torah. So the Taz asks, as we mentioned earlier, children don't naturally enjoy learning Torah. Interesting, this idea, we see children don't enjoy learning Torah. First of all, we know there's a medrash that when Klal Yisrael left Har Sinai, it says Ketina Tabereach Mideis HaSeita. Second of all, not so well known, the Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos next to an oil lamp, Shema Yatzes HaNeh. It says that children in front of their Rebbe, they're allowed to, because Amos Rabbe Alem. So Rashi learns, which is the Poshav Shat, that even on weekday, a child would have dared lift his hand in class without permission of the Rebbe. So we don't need to worry, things have changed. I was once in a shiur of Chana Halpin Shlitter, and he said another pshat, which is quoted in Rabbeinu Nissim Gon on the page in the Gemara, and it's based on Yerushalmi, completely different pshat. He said, the Rebbe's learning, it's Friday night, and the candle is flickering. Yeah? So what would an adult do? He wants to make sure the candle burns better, so he tilts the lamp to make sure he gets a better light. What do you think the children are doing? They're, oh, if I go out, otherwise I'm going to go out. They don't want the shiur to continue. They want to leave. Therefore, we don't need to worry about learning with children, because they're not going to be matter. We see through the eyes of Chazal that, naturally speaking, a child doesn't enjoy learning Torah. I always tell the boys in school that you could tell from this halacha when you've reached a certain level of maturity. Because tinoikos shebeis rabbon, we're seeing here, are those children who don't naturally enjoy learning. Once you know that you're enjoying learning, then you reach a certain level of maturity. So, the Taz, as we mentioned, says that the issur of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av for children is mitzad the melamed, the teacher. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to that, children themselves can learn if they're going to sit and learn. If the Rebbe is not allowed to teach them. However, the Orach HaShulchan asks a very strong tash against this Taz. He says, in Hilchus Ovel, an Ovel Rachman of Islam is not allowed to learn Torah, like all of us in Tisha B'Av. However, if he's a Melamed Tinoikos, you can't have the children not learning Torah just because he's an Ovel. And therefore, he's got to get up from his Avelos and go and teach Torah. Therefore, ask Orach HaShulchan, how can the Taz say that the reason why we don't learn Torah for the children is because of the Melamed should go teach, because the children have to learn Torah. So therefore, the Orach HaShulchan explained as above, it's the reason why children are not allowed to learn is because of the Simchas HaNefesh, which applies to children as well. The way how we were explaining it earlier, children also are not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av the usual areas, because it's Masiach Das from Avelus. The Shaila which the Possum discussed is, when we say children are not allowed to learn, are they allowed to learn those areas of Torah which adults are allowed to learn? The Bach says that when a child learns Torah, he gets simcha, and that's why a child is not allowed to learn. But it's a completely different type of simcha to what adults get. An adult gets simcha because they've understood the amkas, the beauty of Torah. You know what a child enjoys? A child enjoys that he can get do well in his test. They can translate the Gemara. He says, for a child, therefore, there's no difference if you're learning a nice, easy Gishmaka Sugya in Lulav HaGadol, or you're learning the sad Sugyas of the Churban. To the child, it's all equal, because his Simcha comes from just understanding the basic, superficial understanding of the Gemara, the translation of the words. Therefore, according to the Bach, even Dvarim Aroim is Osa. The Taz, as we learned earlier, learns the issur for a child is because of the Melamed. And therefore, since the Melamed is allowed to learn Dvorim Horoim, he's allowed to teach his children also Dvorim Horoim. If we were learning the idea because of Hesach Hadas, also the Rebbe is allowed to teach the children, the Gemara of Gittin, or also if the Rebbe wants to talk about other Tzoras in Klal Yisrael, and Yisrael Hashem, on Tisha B'Av afternoon, taking a big risk, I'm giving a shiur to primary school children, we're going to speak a bit on their level about the Holocaust, but to have also the Inyana Diyoma. The Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, brings the Machlokes of what exactly children are allowed to learn, and he adds, even those who hold that it's offered to learn Dvarim Horoim, nevertheless, if you're learning Mamish about the Churban, which is just called Sipur Dvarim, some actual learning just to explain about the Churban, a vata that's mutter and it's mishaber le hatimik. Therefore, time's up. I haven't answered the ikka shayla. If a person's got an opportunity of opening a Gemara or going to hear, be inspired by a film of the Holocaust or talk about the Holocaust, it's a shayla. Which one should you do? But definitely, it seems to be that mitzvah hayom is to be misabo on Tisha B'Av on all sorrows. And therefore, each person is going to ask his Rav exactly halacha l'maaseh what's better to do. But it's clear that 20, 30 years ago, Tisha B'Av afternoon, there was nothing to do. We used to roam the streets. And that's brought us, and the poskim all bring this, that children definitely should have some occupation of Tisha B'Av, and adults as well, to be able to occupy Amad. We should be zeichet in the chomas, and we'll have this whole shiva.